Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend without the fuck the NFL. I am your host, Joe Piattaro, and we are here for Muscle Sport Radio for the next hour with you, of course, on the Instagram camera, the YouTube camera, and we're also going to have the third Eye in the Sky camera getting the live feed. Yeah, if you guys saw the replay we posted of last week's Muscle Sport Radio with Robert Engel Jr. from PumpedUpFitnessNutrition.com and Engel Rossi Media, we now will be showing you guys on the feed, and I can also invite you on. I should invite that specter that hangs over our shoulder, Viking Vidal. We have another Viking on here, Cindy. Look at that. We got to get fucking Steiner on. Joe Wendt, what's up? Elena Princess, Pink Princess Barbie. Thank you. I just want to say hi to my buddy Kirk Radomski from FullDisclosureNutritionNY.com. And there he is, the fucking, the man who was bracing the elements out there. Kenny walking around in those fucking cold snows. Holy shit, bro. You look cold out there. Oh, okay. Well, what a... I really did not expect much out of this show, and maybe I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking with the glass half full kind of thing, but I was, if you saw the promo for the show, I said, slow news day, so we got to talk about this shit, and it was the recent internet wars, if you will, and one was in person, too, between Dave Palumbo from RX Muscle and Vegan Gains. That was, you know, that was one part of this WrestleMania card. And then the other one we had LUI, Louis Marco, and IFBB Pro, third place in the Olympia, William Bonac. And I really didn't expect much. The Dave and Vegan thing, they're going to do on Dave's show a iron debate on RX Muscle, which I'm sure I will tune into. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Hey, Profit, what's up? FPM, Fake Profit Muscle. But I want to talk more about, I'm going to lead off with the Louis Marco thing, because I reached out to both parties, to both Louis Marco and to William Bonac, and I did so earlier today, so especially because I don't know where these guys reside or whatnot. I don't know, like maybe it could be the middle of the night for all I know, or maybe it's in the middle of the afternoon, and they're like, who's this asshole? Fuck him. We're not going to fucking talk to him. And oddly enough, both got back to me. And originally, I was like, I'm going to, you know, and I'm going to still stay that way, because when I explain to you what Louis Marco wrote back to me, I guess I can't jump to conclusions till I guess the full evidence is brought forth into the courtroom, if you will. When I first saw the video, now, I didn't know why Bonac was mad at Louis, and it seemed like he may have been jumping to conclusions. Maybe Louis, like said, his physique didn't look that good. Listen, I don't really watch a lot of Louis Marco stuff, so I'm not up on everything he says about everybody. Yeah, of course I watched the thing with Phil Heath. Everybody did. It was hysterical. I thought it was great.